listening to From the Friar. This is Ellie. I can no longer support Kenny's kids, Submit, or Ellie, or Victor.
Yep, this is Leon. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of From the Friar.
You're so kind.
Yeah, maybe I won't be kind throughout the episode. Who knows? I'll see how what path we take.
I was very surprised this episode. I thought I knew everything that was coming, and I definitely did not.
Yeah, Submit and Jenny even filling out paperwork? I did not see that coming.
Okay. So, you know, I think every episode I ask, do you think they're actually going to get married? And every episode we agree, they're never going to get married. And then we saw at the beginning of this episode, they're getting documents ready. We're going to see the astrologer. He gave them great news. We're getting everything ready. We're going to the lawyer. And I thought, wow, it's really going to happen. We're not only going to see Kenny and Armando get married, we're actually going to see Jenny and Submit get married. Even if it's just a court thing, it's going to happen. And wow. I was so shocked, and I shouldn't have been. I have no idea why just these few nice moments completely changed my opinion of what I thought was going to happen. Do you want to just go into it? Do you have anything to say? What are your thoughts? Good episode, bad episode?
Good episode. I didn't have to see Steven. That was cool.
Oh, you're right. Wow,
overall,
I was so caught up.
Overall, yeah, really good episode. A lot of folks showed some progress in their relationships or dropping hints of maybe why they're not going to work out.
There was not progress anywhere, in my opinion.
There could be progress towards the end or progress towards happily ever after.
Okay, Evelyn. All right, let's just get into it. This is 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, Season 3, Episode 12, Cold Feet. Boy, those are some real cold feet. We'll just start with them, Jenny and Submit. Huh?
You got some cold feet.
Physically, yes. My feet are very cold. At all times, they're just ice cubes. Jenny and Submit are going to the astrologer in hopes to find a favorable day for them to get married. In my notes, I wrote that Jenny and Submit looked so happy, and boy, does that change.
I felt like Submit looked surprised at first, or...
Well, when they get there and they say, 9 days, in 9 days, you're free to get married. Basically, from 9 days to 2 months is how I took it.
Oh, interesting.
So...
Huh. I didn't take the 2 months. Where'd you get the 2 months from?
He said, in a month, even 2 months, it's fine.
Oh, okay. It won't make a difference, I think. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Planet stars are still aligned, apparently, at that point. But their energy quickly shifts. And you can see Submit, even though he has a smile on his face,
Like a nervous smile.
Yeah. His eyes are not happy eyes. Did you think it was interesting that the stars are saying they cannot have a formal wedding? It can only be a court wedding. There can be no celebrations and no parties.
The stars have
a lot of details.
I've been feeling the astrologer this whole time, and he's had really good insight, but at this point, kind of lost me. I was like, we're not supposed to enjoy our marriage with people?
No.
At all?
You can get married, but no one's going to be happy about it.
And no one can be there. It can only be you two.
Yeah, not even friends that do support you.
I don't know if the stars would really care about that.
They apparently have many opinions.
The stars would probably want more positive energy. Maybe there would be a lack of positive energy. That's why they...
Exactly. Maybe, yeah, they're trying to keep positive energy. And the only way to do that is to only have them there. Wait, when did the stars see this coming? What I'm going to talk about? I guess not. I don't know.
Maybe
take what you will from that.
Maybe they should have.
Maybe they do. Maybe this is... It's fate. It's all written. This is how it was supposed to happen. Submit and Jenny are talking after the astrology appointment. And... She's so excited. She's talking about how she wants to get married as soon as possible. They're going to have a great time. And Submit opens up that he has cold feet. He's nervous. He's shaking from his head to his toes. He's terrified.
I don't like how he, in this episode, he compares Jenny way too much to his previous marriage relationship, which wasn't even his choice.
Exactly. So we see later on in the episode, he's talking to his friend about the comparison. And his friend brings up an amazing point. You like, didn't even get to choice.
Like maybe if your previous wife was a bit older than you and she was different before marriage, then you got married, then she became controlling.
But yeah,
wow, that could be very similar. Like it's kind of strange.
But not only completely different, but he didn't know her before the wedding day. So it's shit to say, oh, I'm scared she's going to change after the wedding. Because you actually have no experience with that.
You've been living with Jenny for like 2 years now.
And together for like 10.
Why would she just out of the blue change now?
Makes no sense.
Jenny tries to sort of instill some confidence in him that she, you know, they had a pretty heartfelt conversation there about, I'm never going to leave you. I love you so much. You're the world to me. That kind of thing.
I feel like this is the first time they had that conversation because he always had excuses, but he never said, I'm scared. I'm nervous. So this is the first time they had that conversation and Jenny is trying to reiterate, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to change. I'm here for you. I love you so much. And he's already, he has a cop out in here too. Did you catch it?
I didn't.
You know, you get angry sometimes and you say you're going to go back to the U.S. So he again tries to throw this on her. Even in this conversation, he's still trying to plant the idea that this is your fault.
I do see Jenny's point. I mean, she doesn't have much support in India. She doesn't have any support from his family. And he keeps putting off the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you get angry about that or figure, I'm just going to go back home. Like, there's little to nothing here if you don't want to be married to me.
But she's never going to come to that conclusion.
Yep.
Did you catch the other thing he said here? Which I think he tried to make it come off as a positive, but I totally did not take it that way. It's when he said that Jenny is the only person he has. She is his only friend, his only family member, and everything like that.
Yep.
I think that's the first time he's saying that out loud, because being with her, he doesn't have friends. He doesn't have family he's close with. I think he said that to be positive, but I took that as him saying out loud for the first time,
because he said he's changed after divorce, which also means after being with Jenny, like officially.
Everything's changed and he has no one.
Yeah. Wow. I did not make that connection. Kind of like you're with your lover, but you're also kind of like alone.
Yep. You have no one else. And he tried to spin it as, if she leaves, then I will have no one. But I took it as, look at everything I gave up. But she's given up stuff too.
Oh, definitely. Just the culture shock and having to acclimate. And
diarrhea, normal part of life.
Maybe not something you wanted to do in your 60s. But you know, this is kind of the path they chose. And it's not easy.
They're going to meet the lawyer the next day to start. Well, at this point, they're not starting the marriage process. Sumit is under the impression that they're just getting marriage information. And I guess Jenny was also under this impression, but they get there. They realize that they can start the application that day. Jenny, without even asking him, says, yep, let's do it today. This is what we're doing. And the lawyer hands them the paperwork. They start filling it out and he goes to file it that day.
I was surprised Sumit didn't say something like, I don't know how to write today.
I can't read. Goodbye.
I can't read.
This lawyer was so young and hip. I can picture him after work, getting online, playing his video games.
Well, what did he listening say? Listening to indie music. What did he say after they finished signing the documents? He's like, the process has commenced.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, you're so fucking dope.
Sumit says, I was surprised we were submitting the application. I thought we were just getting information on marriage. I feel like I'm on a speeding train and I cannot jump off of it. That's not how you should feel when you're about to get married, right?
But also a speeding train, like you're actually, it takes like 30 days, dude. It's not like,
for it's not him, like it's tomorrow. He feels that's he's horrible.
Like, he's like, 30 days might as well be tomorrow.
These 10 years have been so fast. We see Sumit later on going to an internet cafe to talk with his longtime friend, Neeraj, N-E-E-R-A-J.
Neeraj, but yeah, sounds pretty
good. I love this friend. This is a 90-day gem. He makes the most sense of anyone on this season at all. Loved him.
It's almost like when you get someone that's not in the process, they come with so much common sense.
Yeah.
Or even great questions.
He had great questions. He had amazing feedback and he didn't sugarcoat it. That's exactly what Sumit needed. And he was very supportive of the relationship.
He's not taking his advice though.
Oh, hell no. Well, halfway is.
So this is where we find out.
Well, he tells his friend's so excited for him that he's, you know, finally moving on with the process, that the astrologer gave him good news, that his parents are not meddling anymore. And his friend is like so happy for him. And then that quickly changes. He starts with, you're making faces, bro. Are you not telling me everything? Sumit finally tells him that he called the lawyer after Jenny went to sleep and put the process on hold. I was shocked. I don't know why I was so shocked. Of course he's not going
to
get married.
Wait, after Jenny went to sleep?
Well, he said later that night, I assume. He got away from her.
So this is a funny thing. Is this a shit lawyer who for some reason still hasn't submitted this paperwork by the time this phone call came in?
Hey, maybe it's just in the work queue. You got a lot of stuff going on. You don't got to do that stuff same day. It just has to be done like by Friday.
Well, if you said in 30 days you'll be married, I figured, well, that means you're submitting it today. So the countdown has begun.
I took it as 30 days until you can sign the paper to get married.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I think you're right. And then they'll be viewed as married.
Yes. I could not believe he did this. I don't know why I was so shocked.
This is some deep backstabbing shit.
How could you ever trust him again?
How would he not think this wouldn't end his marriage?
His relationship. Before it even became a marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is where we talk about the friend being totally right when Sumit keeps trying to compare Jenny to his ex-wife when he didn't know his ex-wife before. So when he says, oh, my ex-wife changed and my ex-wife was so domineering, she was so controlling, all of that is invalid because she was probably always that way and he just didn't know.
Sumit mentions things like, you know, I'm scared of how Jenny's going to take this or if it's going to end my relationship. I'm like, yeah, this is probably going to end your relationship. Yeah. You fucking idiot.
He says, why would she trust you or how is she going to trust you?
You went behind her back. You called the lawyer. You told him to stop submitting the paperwork.
Yeah. His friend says, I think you're confused. Totally confused. You should be happy. This is the best thing that has happened in your life. Like Nike. Do it.
Just do it.
He didn't say that, but, you know, that's what we thought of. He said, just simply do it.
We're not sponsored by Nike, but...
No, we have many other products, but... His friend says, wow, you again do something wrong because that will break her trust. You're just being a jerk. And I love that his friend is so blunt. Sumit needs someone to not sugarcoat it. You're either going to be with her or you're not. He says, I didn't want to tell her because I didn't want to hurt her. What is your plan here? So
in 30 days, she's going to find out that you stopped the paperwork.
And so you never even told her?
Right.
Yeah.
It's, they kind of sneak peeked it, but it's almost like there's no way they could have lasted those 30 days without him not telling her. Because that is all what Jenny would be talking about.
Yep. She'd be planning it. What is she going to wear? She's going to try to set up a video call with her kids, I bet.
He'd either have to continuously lie to her for 30 straight days.
Which he would.
Or just, you know, I assume next time on, I'm sure it's like the next day or...
Their relationship is full of lies. He had a whole ass marriage behind her back. He is not above lying to her. So lying for all those years is 30 days is nothing to him. Sumit says, I don't want to lose her and that's why I'm so scared to tell her. This could be the end of the relationship and I don't want that to happen. What do you want? I still do not know what he wants. Does he just want... Does he want her to go away but doesn't want to be the bad guy? Does he want to just live in this limbo forever with her? Like, what do you want?
I think those are really the only options. Just be in limbo, like be in a relationship but not married.
Yeah, and then she's fucked over in the visa process.
Can't be the bad guy to break up with her.
No.
Jenny has to make
decision. She has to make the decision and she has to be the bad one and leave him heartbroken. There's a lot of air quotey fingers happening. So I don't know why I was so shocked. Of course Sumit would do something like this.
I just thought the way the process looked like it was flowing in such a process.
It's so funny. We saw the process happening and I threw everything I knew out the window. I was like, oh my God, we're going to see a wedding. It's going to be so cool. Even if it's a court one. Yeah. Amazing.
So when he tells that to his buddy, I was really shocked. Did not see that coming at all.
I also loved that they didn't spoil this by previewing it because this was a total shock for some reason. I don't really know why, but I was so hopeful. Corey and Evelyn. I wrote, old Evelyn is back.
Yep.
We saw her last episode being so happy about the engagement, talking about how great and romantic Corey is being. Old Evelyn's back. They picked a wedding date, and Evelyn said that Corey needed to take the lead on all the planning. I thought that was super weird, but makes sense considering she doesn't want this at all.
Yeah, it doesn't make... I guess, you know, traditionally, maybe you would think that the wife... kind of take
we're together
that,
yeah
we're together
she doesn't even want to be in it together she doesn't want anything to do with this. In the car, Corey is talking about how excited he is and her response, keep your hands on the wheel. Yes, she back.
Yeah, definitely. I just felt like Corey gets so frustrated talking with her or trying to reason with her.
She's
about
a
certain things. I honestly cannot believe how they're like actually a working couple.
Why did he go back to her? We were asking each other this all episode. How did it not just work with Jenny? Someone that respected you, that loved you, that let talk?
The way we see Evelyn talk to Corey, I can't imagine why he hasn't thought of, I'm kind of over this. I'm found Jenny fairly quickly and she was awesome. I'm just going to...
There's going to be another person out there for me that will respect me and enjoy me.
I'm just going to do my best with this next relationship. Like, I don't understand...
How is he so tied down to Evelyn?
Well, and the way we see them conversate, it's almost like she's always... not picking at him, but just like breaking him down.
Yep.
And I just couldn't imagine being in a relationship like that for that long.
She'll beat the shit out of him emotionally before he does anything to hurt her. She'll put him down, walk all over him, anything. Why does she even want to be in this relationship? We always talk about him and why doesn't he move on? Why does she want to be with someone that she can't stand and thinks is so dumb and she's already looking for her exits? That's something we found out about Evelyn.
That was weird.
She, no matter what, always looking for those exits on a plane, in a relationship, anything. Also,
I was
not surprised by that.
What were you thinking about that when her and Corey were kind of talking about marriage as far as not within the church, just kind of the legalities of it, and sort of Corey wants to do it within the church, you know, some kind of religious setting?
Yeah, it sounds like he does want religion to be a part of it, and she doesn't want it at all. She said that her family believes that if they get married through God, then it is till death. He said, it is a marriage, Evelyn.
I'm sure the words you say, even in the court setting, is still till death do us part.
Exactly.
Sickness and health.
He says, you sound like you're planning a divorce. And I totally agree. Why is she so fixated on this?
She's putting way too much. She's putting that energy out there. Like Corey said, like, you're putting it out there. You're almost making it a reality.
You're
a
manifesting it. You're putting it out there. The energy is fully.
Or Corey could have probably explained it to her as when happy or well, their relationship's weird. Well, when folks are going into their marriage and they're going to be united, their first thoughts aren't, how would I get divorced in this situation?
Yeah.
Like, you are just going, we're going to be together forever. It's going to be great. We're going to have hard times. We're going to work through them. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Not for Evelyn.
Like, you go in hopeful and happy and excited about your future, not I'm planning this divorce.
I got to see those exits.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, I don't think that's normal.
I also don't feel like.
Not that Evelyn's normal, but.
No. What is normal? Who knows? I just kind of don't get her reasoning for this. So her parents are going to go to this big wedding. Do you think her parents give a shit if it's someone religious or not marrying them? They're going to have that same expectation. I think adding a religious person would make them more happy because that's a part of their life. But I think if they get divorced, they're still going to be pissed. How did you feel about Evelyn saying that she was mad at Corey because of the dream she had last night?
I thought it was kind of funny.
It's funny because I've had those dreams and I definitely wake up pissed. I wake up, I look at you, and I go, I'm mad at you.
Like, you suck.
And then give me 10 minutes to wake up, and then I just laugh and I tell you what happened. But yeah, as soon as I get up, when I first wake up,
like,
I'm just
this
like,
fucking bitch.
I can't believe you. Evelyn said that this wedding is her public display of giving him a second chance. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know who's going to this fucking wedding. Are they inviting the whole town?
Like, it sounds like they are. I mean, it sounds like a pretty big wedding.
I hated when she mentions, I don't want to be engaged. You made me engaged.
Yes.
I don't want to be married. You made me married. I'm like, fuck me. What did you want? I am so confused.
Yep.
Of course she just said, fuck it. I'm out. You know, you don't want to be married? All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Exactly. She said, I never wanted to be engaged. You made me engaged. I never wanted to be married. You got me to get married. I didn't want a public wedding. At least give me one thing. And this is where another bomb is dropped. She wants her sister, who hates Corey, who wants to break them up, who made Corey eat balls, to officiate their wedding.
What is wrong with people?
It makes no sense.
How does she not see
why that would be a problem?
And where Corey's coming from when he says absolutely not.
She doesn't give a shit what Corey thinks. I mean, it can be said that this is the main problem in their relationship. She doesn't give a shit what Corey thinks. So we definitely know Leslie will be officiating the wedding.
We don't, but I'm really excited who will be.
No, it will for sure be Leslie.
You think so?
Evelyn gets anything she wants.
Corey
doesn't get anything he wants ever. So it's, I mean, I guess he had Jenny. But it's definitely going to be Leslie. She's going to have some cheap shots in there, and it's really going to suck. Again, she back. You want to move on to Armando and Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh, was heated after the segment.
Yeah, that one.
First segment was fine. Second segment of theirs.
This one was.
So it is 2 days before the wedding, and we see both sides of the family arriving. My joke was that Armando's dad has been crying the whole drive because he won't take off his sunglasses.
Aww.
He'll get over it. It's going to be a beautiful wedding. His dad's already trying to kind of create space, but you think it's only because he's not used to the cameras being around when he says, I'm going to go outside and get some air.
I think there's just a lot going on. There's the whole family.
He's probably really introverted, too.
The whole family's in there. He seems like a quiet guy. There's probably a shit ton of cameras in the house that we don't see.
That's true, like mounted. Crew, yeah. He's just,
I'd be like, he's probably, just let me get some fresh air. Like, this is a lot. You guys got a lot going on here.
Armando is talking to his mom and his sister outside, and Armando's mom said that what Armando wrote his dad is what changed his mind at the last minute.
It was sweet.
And I think it was a good plan for him to write it out, because like he said initially when he did send it, it's something that he can reflect on and read as to where a conversation, you can just say, okay, bye.
And your memory's not always that clear, so you might be replaying that conversation, but you're only really... very small portions of it, whereas that written message is very clear, very detailed.
Armando's mom had a good talk with his dad, saying that you care more about what people think than your own son. And that's a great way to present it to him. Because I think he needed to hear that. Yeah, you're uncomfortable, but what does this mean in the bigger picture? What message are you sending?
Oh, I'm sure if he didn't show up, Armando was just going to excommunicado his ass.
I mean, yeah, that's what he said, basically. We finally see Kenny super happy when all of his kids arrive and they kind of pile out of the car, and it was very sweet to see. Then both families get together for tacos by the pool, and this looked so fun.
Yeah, it's almost
delicious
food. It was almost like cater tacos.
Yeah.
It looks but so like, fucking good.
The primo so of the primo good. When I'm saying catering. Freshly pressed tortillas on the grill. The meat's being cooked right there. You know that salsa was made by hand.
So, you know when tortillas, they're sort of like sauced up. They got that like brownish.
Oh, yeah. When it's almost like birria type stuff. Yeah.
And that's what they look like when that dude was making the tacos. Beautiful. I was like, fuck, those are probably so good.
They were so good. We should get tacos this week.
Yeah, we should.
Fun fact, our wedding, we just had our favorite corner taco spot cater our wedding, and it was great. Just trays of tacos and meats and some vegetarian options, tons of salsas, and that was
it. I'm pretty sure that was the first wedding they did.
Yeah, that was the first wedding they said. I mean, it was so weird. We just walked in one day and was like, can you guys do a wedding? And they're like, probably, yeah. And it worked out great.
Yeah, I think they're just used to folks order big orders and then they
pick it up or deliver them. And I was like, no, just come do the wedding. And I was like, come hang out. Come have some beer. I don't care. So this is where everyone lost me. Oh, you here?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I ran like 16 miles, folks.
Yeah. Lots of yawning, but that's okay. I mean, I can't blame you.
I got this. We got this.
I promise you can go relax soon.
We got this.
So after everyone eats, Kenny kind of hangs out with his kids alone. He's thanking them for coming to the wedding, and he understands how much time and money it costs for them. Kenny was talking about how he always wanted to have kids, and it was kind of a big dream for him always to have kids. When he says, this is a perfect segue, his daughter immediately says, you're adopting Hannah? And I thought she looked pissed even from that moment.
She looked a bit disappointed? You think she'd be like...
That's amazing.
Shut the front door. Yeah. You're adopting Hannah. That's amazing.
I got a weird vibe from that. Like, it wasn't a good thing to her. It's how I interpreted her body language and everything.
You have a lot of strong feelings about their opinions.
I do. So he talks about wanting to adopt. He tells them that they have been visiting orphanages and kind of what that would mean for their family. His daughter looks appalled. She asks immediately, why? Since he already has kids and Hannah. And Kenny makes a good point. Armando is 32 years old.
He's like, maybe his life isn't fulfilled yet.
Exactly. He has one kid. He made it clear he wants more. And I mean, that's a very similar to how Kenny felt. He wanted a lot of kids. He wanted a big family. And Armando seems to also want the same thing with Kenny. His daughter says, I'm just really shocked. I'm sorry. You have 4 kids here in the United States, and then you're going to raise another family? You're going to be so wrapped up with that. I don't think you can keep up with everything. Then Cassie chimes in with, you'll be so wrapped up, you'll forget about us, forget about my kids, forget about future grandkids. What the fuck? I watched this scene back multiple times and had to take super detailed notes because I couldn't believe this was happening.
So is the premise of your issue with that of you're grown ass kids. You have your own life. You have your own families.
You have your own kids. Yes.
Why do you... Okay, I kind of made the connection with you of if you replace them with like a 12-year-old girl and she said the same quote,
that makes sense.
It would make way more sense.
And I would be sensitive to that and I would care about that. But the fact that these
are totally grown adults.
They're grown ass adults with their own kids. Did you consult Kenny before you got pregnant? I don't think so.
Yeah.
It just makes absolutely no sense to me. Why don't you care about your dad's happiness? Why is that not the number one thing? Just as he constantly expresses how thankful he is for you guys and how badly he wanted you guys, he wants you happy. And what do you guys want? He just has to be present in your life.
To be available.
At all times, 24/7, even if he's miserable.
I'm thinking about the, what is it called? Sister Wives, the intro line is like, love should be multiplied, not divided. And I was like, well, you know, Kenny's trying to grow the family, so you should be happy for him.
No, they will not be happy with anyone but themselves. How do they have siblings? How do they not throw a fit every time a kid came in?
The
one
that got me more is the daughter seemed to be surprised even when she mentioned the whole adopting Hannah thing.
Yes.
That was weird. I'm like, that should be like a
given since he's marrying Armando. One of the
first steps. Like, yeah. The son does bring up, I think it was Brandon. I can't remember.
I didn't write any of the kids' names down.
He brings up a great point of, isn't it going to be a pain in the ass? I mean, it's hard just to get your marriage license.
Yes, but, I mean, then he brings up the in vitro and all of that. And of course, they haven't made that decision yet, but he's just kind of sharing with them everything that they talked about.
Yeah, he's feeling out the room. And right now, the room is on fire.
The room's on fire. Everyone hates him. The daughter also chimes in with, so he's going to come visit us or do we have to come to Mexico all the time? Just live your life. It'll work out how it needs to work out and you will find a balance that works for everyone. The fact that you're even bringing future grandkids into this is weird as fuck.
You might be too busy with your future kids to even hang out with.
These kids believe that they are main characters in everyone else's story. And I cannot stand that. I mean, maybe it's hard for them to hear, but their dad's life does not revolve around them. He raised you guys. This is a new chapter in his story. Let him have that.
I'm going to be curious to see what the kid thinks about
this. Am I overreacting? You can honestly tell me.
No, I think there's some fair points of, it seems like Kenny was super supportive raising them.
Yeah, but also he helped raise his grandchild.
And it feels like,
and he didn't give his daughter any shit for that.
And it feels like he's not getting that in return. No. That's kind of what I took that.
Getting any support. I feel like, yes, they're physically there. They're happy. They like Armando. But there's always this, like, similar to what Kenny said. So Kenny said that, yeah, Armando's family's nice to me, but they always wish I was someone else. They wish I was a woman. I'm getting very similar vibes from his family. Yeah, they're happy. They like Armando, but they wish this didn't happen.
Be cool if your partner was in Florida or something. Yeah.
So it's both ways. I'm just so disappointed because Kenny is so supportive. He's a people pleaser, and I feel like they're taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
They consult him for every single life decision? Did Cassie ask if it's okay to be pregnant by this man? I'm sure she didn't. So how about we let people live their lives?
I'm curious what the feedback
is. I'm sure I'm being overdramatic right now.
No, it's okay. I mean, it'd be interesting just to see what folks' initial reaction was. Reality Gays, I'm going to be interested to see what they thought this.
Me too.
Because they usually have a lot of good takes.
Yeah. And they've had similar thoughts. It just sucks to see Kenny hurting so bad. And he was so excited for everyone to join him today and to be one big happy family again, and then it's just shit.
I have a point on that.
What? Sorry, I said that so aggressively.
They already have so much going on, and he even says, I've been waiting for the perfect moment to tell everyone.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're all in person for the wedding. I don't know if the wedding was the right time to tell them
this. I think it was. It's the only time they're going to be together. And they're not going to spend time together after the wedding, I assume, because they're either going to honeymoon or they're just going to be together all together with the family. And Armando just told him about the wedding, so he's definitely not telling him about a baby anytime soon.
Yeah, it's his family. I mean, it was hard just to get his dad to go.
They bring up not having enough time for them, their kids, and this is the first time we heard that they do have resentment. I just don't get it, man. I want my parents to be happy. I want them to do whatever makes them happy. They raised me. I'm good. Let's spend time together and enjoy each other, but you did the hard part already.
I would think I would approach this as, fuck, more power to you. I'm happy for you, you know? Wish you the best.
Yeah, cool. Like, You adopted us and it was great. We totally support this. Kenny said he's disappointed, but honestly, I would be pissed. I would not even be disappointed.
Like, how fucking dare you?
Kenny says that he's questioning if he should listen to his heart. And that fucking sucks that your family is making you question that.
They're going to find a way to, like, get Armando in all of the U.S.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm 100% sure that's going to be the next season episodes, you know.
Somehow the road's going to lead back to America.
I fully agree. Which, again, if that's what they want, that's fine. But that shouldn't be due to the pressure of your adult children who are living their own lives.
Yeah, your children saying, we miss you so much.
Yeah, like, they're guilt tripping you. They're making you feel like shit for being happy. That's not cool. You should be helping your dad in his homesickness.
Was it Cassie? He's like, I have to take your role in the family. Oh, and just, I was like, oh my God.
I think I had a lot of strong opinions on that one too. Completely self-inflicted. Ari and Benny. I wrote, moto taxis.
Yeah.
I love moto taxis.
Little carts.
Taxi Me and carts. You were pretty tall, so I didn't get you in one when we went to Mexico. That worked. I thought it was going to be real tight.
Then I'm a little Fiat.
You are not.
A little Fiat.
So Janice and Benny go to get food by the beach and to have a conversation.
This is so dumb. It was disgusting.
Well, of course it was, because then...
Do you want to just go on a stroll on the beach and have some food?
Yeah, and the interpreter is here.
Oh, there's a translator here. Oh, okay.
Also, they rarely used her again. This poor girl. I know. She's there for the tea at this point. She goes home and is like, these people hired me again.
She's just taking notes. It's like, I'm spilling all the tea.
Yep. Janice says, we got a lot of messages from family. Even I got messages, but I won't say from which family. Janice also says her apartment being Ari, so she counts this as Ari's apartment, which I find an interesting language to use. I don't know. I think I'm probably thinking of that too much.
Your guys'
apartment? Yes. Your, I don't know. So a term that would mean together versus Ari's apartment, I feel like would have been more appropriate. But she says her apartment was turned into a crazy place with girls coming in and out. Benny explains that they turned the house into a studio and that's why many different people were coming in and out. Honestly, that makes sense to me. Thoughts?
That made sense to me too. I know in studios, it's usually like groupies and like a lot of like your friends.
It's a lot of friends, friends
there's
of friends.
There's a lot going on and folks are making music or what have you. And I could see a lot of people be in there.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell though if they were doing their own music or renting the space for people to make music.
Oh, do you mean like Benny's providing the space?
Right, because that would be a good profiting, you know, maybe for something for him to make money.
Like, I mean, hey. I think he was involved in it too, though, because he already had like his music career before Ari even came over. Well, he was trying to have a music career. Janice straight up asks him, did you cheat on Ari? And Benny says no. Do you believe him?
I believe him.
I think I do too.
I believe him.
I mean, while he acted not appropriately, your kid's having surgery, you need to be in contact.
I mean, he was pretty upfront that he feels bad. He has lied a lot.
Yeah.
You know, as far as going to clubs and...
being with people she doesn't approve of. Friends exactly. That maybe are not the best influence on him. So, I just really don't think that he cheated. He was a butt. He did things he shouldn't have. I don't know if one of those things are cheating.
I don't think so either.
Wow. You just cannot sit still.
They got good feedback as far as...
I do.
You should really just tell the truth, even if it sucks. Yeah. It's better than lying.
And her pro tip to him about Ari is, always tell Ari first. Don't let her get information from other people, because then...
Well, now you know, it's secondhand, third hand. You know,
yeah, like, and it's just like, the you're story, not a priority. The story don't matter.
The story has now changed, and now Benny's fucking chicks. Like, it's like people were coming into the studio for record music to he's fucking chicks. Like, the story has just molded into be something it maybe is not, but...
Exactly.
But the fact that it got there, it led to a lot of more issues down the road.
Janice said that she's relieved that he said no, and that his eyes also said no. I thought it was sweet for Janice to have that reaction, because I think the easy way out is to just say, leave him. We'll help you take care of the kid. Doesn't matter. We don't need to talk to him. We don't need to have proof. So the fact that she had a conversation with him, even though I thought it was kind of inappropriate, whatever their situation is, it was nice that she did give him a chance to talk, is where that long-winded sentence was going.
I was surprised that it seems like Ari and Benny are still pretty rough, like in their relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, this is pretty
maybe like third day or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's real early on. Did you find it was weird that they were speaking about Benny right in front of Benny?
That was odd. Because why are they acting like he doesn't speak English?
I don't know.
With these fucking translators.
And he clearly knows what you're saying.
He's like translating for the translator.
Ari asks her mom, "Are you satisfied with every answer you got today? His answers gave you hope that things can be fixed?" And she says yes. But again, I just think it's super weird to not leave and go on a walk or something.
I think she's being a little too... She's taking her mom being the mediator a little too seriously.
If her mom said you should leave him, she'll leave him. If her mom says stay with him, she'll stay with him. That's exactly how I take this whole trip to be. It's what is mom going to tell me to do? Hey,
mom controls the money. She's the boss.
That's true. I mean, that's fine if that's a relationship they have, but I think it's going to be something that Benny's going to have to get used to, that Janice is a part of this relationship, honestly. I didn't realize that Janice would be leaving soon. So it really will just be them two and Avi. So that's going to be the real test when she isn't mediating, when she isn't kind of talking to both of them privately and then together. We're going to see if they can do it.
I kind of hate knowing that we know they come to the U.S. at some point. It kind of...
Well, I mean, we see the preview of it. Yeah, we'll talk about it later, but
It removes a little bit of the mystery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, they're going to survive this trip.
They're going to survive a bit in the U.S., but I haven't heard anything recently from them, so I think that's where it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, we'll find out on some other...
That's right. I mean, I'll talk about my theory on the next time on section. Ellie and Victor. So they're going to Providencia and they're driving around the sister's neighborhood, Victor's sister's neighborhood, where they weathered the storm. That seems very downplayed. Weathered the hurricane.
It looked like they could have gotten super fucked up. They were literally just under their kitchen sink.
Yeah. Victor's showing Ellie around the house and then... The house doesn't have
a fucking roof, so that shit was getting destroyed.
The walls were gone. Yes.
Destroyed.
Yes. He was talking about windows exploding and the ceiling caving in while they were under the sink. I cannot even imagine.
Yeah, being under a sink and just hearing like...
For 6 hours.
You're essentially hearing your house ripping apart.
Yep. And just praying that nothing crushes you. That you're not getting flooded.
It must be like... You know, folks that experience like a bad car crash, like they kind of they're like scared of driving or scared of cars.
It's traumatic.
But man, that's like the world around you. Like you're scared of like nature, you know, what nature can do to you.
Exactly. That's exactly what they were saying.
Like, holy shit.
Having no control at all. That's terrifying. I find natural disasters to be absolutely terrifying. There's nothing the ocean can do.
The ocean could just fucking kill like
the power of the ocean is absurd. A bad earthquake. Oh, I can't talk about that too much.
too much bad energy.
We see later in the episode, Ellie and Victor are camping in their home, and they are planning to move there permanently soon to get more supplies from San Andreas and eventually come back to settle down and work on the house full time.
They're talking about like this. They're in like the final stages of fixing it up.
Man, I don't even know if they started.
I mean, they're making it seem like they need a roof and they're, you know, good to go or good to get going or something.
Yeah. And then the first bomb is dropped. Victor asks, "Are you ready to have a kid with me?"
No, I didn't even realize that was on the table. The first bomb was dropped when they had like the rum. You want some rum?
Yes. And then truth syrup started coming out real fast.
Exactly.
They talk for a while about sex and how they can be serious about it now and really try for the baby. But Ellie makes it clear it might be harder for her to get pregnant just due to her age, which makes sense. Though Victor seems very... hopeful and sure that it'll happen. Ellie asks him, this is where it starts to get bad. Ellie asks him, "Have you thought about how much it costs to raise a baby?"
He kind of snarkily responds like, "I know what it costs to raise a baby. I know it's expensive."
He said, "Yes, that's why we're going to have the bar." And then it begins to spiral. We talk about the tourism. When's that going to return? That's the only way we're going to have money. He said, "No, people here will, you know, make us money.
He was trying to say that the bar is for everyone, not just for tourists.
And he refused to give her any leeway on that.
I think what Ellie was trying to get across, which she probably didn't do too well, was folks here just had their houses destroyed. They're busy rebuilding. I don't know if they're going to have
extra money to spend
on booze.
Yeah. I keep saying this is where it gets bad because it just kept getting worse. Ellie kind of throws in his face, "Who was sending you money? I was, because you couldn't make money.
Off tourism."
Yes, because of COVID. And I mean, this is pre-hurricane even.
Mm-hmm.
So let's... No one's really going to take that realism in their face well.
You know, Victor probably feels like he's getting his manhood sort of challenged.
That's exactly how I took it.
Because he sort of claps back by saying, you know, I've survived before I met you.
Mm-hmm.
I've made money.
I'm not who I am today because of you. And she didn't like that either. She kind of
scoffs and like rolls her eyes. Yeah. And it's like, oh, really?
Well, then I should stop sending money. And then you're just like, oh, can either of you just... It kept going. Neither one of them. So in her ITM, Ellie is talking about, I don't know why he's being so defensive. And in my notes, I wrote, why do you have to be right? Because both of you, neither one of you are going to concede. And it just drove me crazy because you're egging the other person on. You're pushing those buttons. Each one of you want to be right and put the other person down. As this is spiraling, Victor says, you have a money problem. You worry about how much things are going to cost. And then that's when Ellie says, okay, I'll stop giving you money.
Yeah, but at some point, I mean, she was from what we can tell, a decently successful businesswoman.
Yes, yes.
The peaks of, you know,
in Seattle, an expensive city.
She probably has a point to be worried about money or managing it, which maybe she's thinking you don't manage money well. Or
yeah.
Apparently you wanted me to send you money for a fucking bike.
Okay. Do you remember when they were talking about Victor cheating on Ellie? And one thing Ellie said was, well, she told me that you were going to get a bike or that you wanted a bike. And he was like, I've never wanted a bike. And then in this argument, he says, if you sent me that amount of money, I'd have a bike at least. Shot yourself in the foot right there. I don't know if Ellie realized what he was saying in that, but...
He probably caught himself because he's like, I'm going to take a break. I'm done talking about this. She's like, yeah, good idea.
That spiraled fast. On the next time on, we see Alina and Steven filing the paperwork to get married, and it's happening in 2 days. Alina calls her mom and lets her know, and her mom is so good. I love her mom. She brings up Steven's cheating on her and asks if she's forgotten about that. Brutal.
Love it.
I know, love me it. Too. Not sugarcoating it. Alina looks like distraught by this. She wasn't expecting her mom to throw that one out, but it's a fair and valid question. Did you just forget? Do you not care?
I mean, he probably cheated on you with like multiple women.
Yes. He's lied constantly. She's living in her fairy tale. She just wants this happily ever after, and it sucks because he's going to totally fuck her over. Corey calls and asks his brother if he is coming to the wedding. He says he has reservations about it because of their history with Evelyn. Understandable.
Oh my gosh. I just got something from that.
What?
Well, then Corey mentioned, you know, this is very important to me. I'm only going to get married once.
Yeah.
I was like, bitch, I wasn't even at your real wedding. Fuck you.
Yeah, you didn't even get... Do they even know?
They might not
know. I don't think they know. There's no way.
But if they did, that'd be the funniest response.
Yeah, you didn't even tell me you were going to get married the first time. What do you mean this is going to be your only marriage? This is your second marriage.
I got word that you've been married for like 2 years.
Yeah. Ari tells Benny they should try to go to the U.S. to have a happy marriage, but Benny does not want to move there permanently. Spoiler, we do know that he and Ari do end up in the U.S., in New York. We already know. They're going to be on Happily Ever After.
Is that confirmed?
No, I'm telling you what my theory is.
Oh.
Of course they are. Yeah,
It's amazing how these people just keep getting picked up. Make your money.
Yeah.
Just make your money. Do you?
But definitely. You heard it here first. They will be on Happily Ever After.
You haven't seen that online or anything?
No. Okay. And there's no confirmation of this. So when I say you heard it here first, I mean,
yeah.
Take that with a grain of salt. But I really believe in my theory.
I'll take anything I say with like a barrel of salt.
We see it is wedding day for Kenny and Armando. Armando wakes up and he said he's a little bit sick to his stomach thinking of his dad seeing them. Man, I was disappointed in hearing this. I can't imagine how Kenny felt. Armando said he doesn't want them, his parents, disgusted by what they see.
Your parents have already thought about the
they things, know what the they're gonna see. They know what
you
a wedding is.
You shouldn't be overthinking this.
And obviously, if they have a problem with it, that's their problem.
Maybe your dad.
Do not bring down your wedding day.
Maybe your dad would just close his eyes during the first
kiss.
Yeah.
What if he just hangs out with your mom and Hannah? What if he just dances with Hannah and doesn't even look at you guys?
Like, it'll be fine. You're just...
And if it's not, he can remove himself. Do not ruin your day. Do not ruin Kenny's day over this.
If his dad removes himself, no, not acceptable.
Goes outside just for a little bit?
No.
Comes back? That's better than not coming.
Definitely not for the first kiss.
No, you can't just get up during the ceremony. But I just really don't want Ormondo to ruin his own wedding and ruin Kenny's time.
He's not going
to
ruin it. We already saw a photo of them walking down the aisle happy
as shit. Hey, you can put a smile on.
Right, Photoshop.
Yep. Sure. He's just pissed. Ellie and Victor are continuing to argue. It looks like the exact same night. Victor says he's going to give all the money back and then it's over.
Do you think this is the end for them?
Yeah.
Well, me too. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, okay. Do you mean the end that night? Like they're breaking up that night? Or do you mean like this season?
Do you think they're still going to be a couple?
When? After this night or after the season? That's where I'm getting with that.
When's the season end? Shit.
I have no idea, but it has to be soon because the episodes are actually getting good. So it's going to be over soon.
They will not be the couple after she gets back home.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Sorry, I made that way longer than it needed to be. Sumit tells Jenny he put a hold on the marriage application. Ugh. Her Hare Krishna friend tells her to not let Sumit use her. She also tells her, the day you leave is the day you will make a decision. Just walk away. Man, girl, people's friends are great this episode.
Girl, pack your bags and go.
Do not wait for him to decide if he wants to be with you. Choose yourself, pack your bags, and go home. You know what? Actually, just move out and live your best life in India. You said you liked your life.
Find yourself another man.
Yeah, exactly. Live happily ever after. If you love India and you want to stay there, go ahead, but leave him.
We barely saw her reaction of getting up as soon as he told her. Yeah. I cannot wait to see that scene.
I'm proud of her for not just like tearing up. She was pissed.
She would have just slapped him in the face.
I don't condone violence, but I also would not be mad at that. Okay. Thanks for listening to all my strong thoughts and feelings this episode. I couldn't even do an intro because I just wanted to get right into it.
Yeah, thank you all so much for supporting us. Really appreciate you guys. Awesome.
And thank you, Leon, for doing this episode after 16 miles.
Yeah, no, thank you. it was a fun one. I hope everyone enjoys it. Thank you for the community. You know, keep the conversation going.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good week. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.